What is it like to be one of the veterans on this coaching staff? I mean, guys that have been at Auburn before.
Well, it's been good. I mean, just to be able to share with the guys every day about what it takes to be an Auburn man, what it's like as coaching staff, the adjustment. We tell the guys all the time, man, if you love Auburn, Auburn will love you back. And as that guy that's been able to experience on both sides from a player and a coach now, just experience of what to expect or what to look forward to. But it's been really good. So, I mean, with guys like JG, and they come ask questions, and you know, coach, you know the answers. So I will give them feedback of some things that they may ask. But it's been really good just in being one of the veteran guys now.
I haven't had a chance to ask you this question. What was the last four games of last season like for you guys on that?
I tell you what, it was fun. I mean, it was a different football team, but it was a different feel for Auburn. I feel like we was on life support. They put it off, and we came back, and we was really blessed to be a part of that. I mean, obviously, Coach Cadillac leadership and the energy that he brought and how we started serving each other again. But I tell you, it was one of the best four games of my life that I was able to coach and be a part of at a place that I played ball too. So it was just fun. I mean, it wasn't like you was playing for something other than just go out there and play for your brother. Go out there and play for the Auburn community, the Auburn family, and that's what we poured into the guys. So that was fun to see them go out and work.
See that carrying over to this staff and to this team?
Oh, from day one. I mean, from day one, Coach Freeze leadership. I mean, from the first team meeting that he had and talking about family and just getting guys to buy into the culture. I mean, you can feel the energy. Practice is exciting. Energy is high. The building is high. Kids are coming upstairs more often to spend time with the coaches. But getting to know us on a personal level, just bigger than the X's and O's. I mean, that's been the best thing of what I felt and made me want to come to Auburn is I was able to connect with Auburn people more so than just a football player. It was, and they're getting that feeling and knowing that we care about them more than just football. And then when the kid, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So us being able to go out and show them that we care outside of the field, it's easier to see the intents and be able to take coaching on the field.
What's the biggest adjustment for you in this defense now? I mean, if it's a philosophy, what's the biggest adjustment for you at this point?
Well, the biggest thing for me, because I worked with Coach Roberts before when I was at Louisiana Lafayette and I was the corners coach, and now being able to transition and be the safeties coach and handle all the adjustments, it's been really, I mean, flawless for me because I have a understanding on what he's expecting, but also learning every day. I mean, me and Coach Crime on the back end, we're talking every day on how he may have coached a certain technique from a safety or the nickel position, star position, but us being able to be on the same page. But the adjustment for me has been pretty good, but obviously trying to learn everything is what I've been focused on, just knowing everything to put myself in the position to be a coordinator.
If there is a veteran group on this defense, it certainly is the guys that you're coaching. I mean, these are guys that were here a year ago. Just talk about that veteran part, these guys that are coming back, because there's a lot of new faces both on the offensive and the defensive side of the ball.
Well, it's always important to keep your group together. And we talk about the culture of just building the brotherhood within each other. But their experience that they have and having the whole group back, I mean, they've been the voices away from the football facility. They've been the voices in the classroom, in the film room, when coach is not there. So they have seen a lot of ball, but being able to see them help these young guys more so than anything, that's been the joy to my heart and my eyes to see that what we talk about every day is being able to share what you got with the young guys and help bring them above. But that group, they're so close. I mean, they all interchangeable as far as position flexibility. So them having that knowledge of the game and them working together, they come to the sideline. They don't need to come to coaches no more sometimes. They'll just go to each other and say what you see or how we can play this, and then they'll come ask us. That's what a veteran group does. They try to problem solve before they get to coaches, and that's what you like to see them. They want to figure it out because they're on the field. I'm not on the field, so whatever helped them plays faster, we want to make sure that they feel like they can make those adjustments and then go out and play fast and execute.
Is there a voice or a couple voices that you hear more than others in as far as teaching the younger ones and taking hold of that leadership role at this point?
Well, you hear them all. I mean, more so, I mean, Keontae take the guys, Zion Puckett, more so than anything. He's like the coach on the field. I mean, but Jalen Simpson talked to him. They all talk. DJ and Mighty talk to the corner. So But the voice in the room is really all of them. That first group, they all feel like they paid their dues and they're able to talk and everybody listen to them because they're all talking from a different perspective. But as long as they're on the same page communication-wise, we don't care who talked to them. But Zion is really the guy that makes all the checks and knows what everything's going on. But able to hear them all come together collectively and talk about things, that's always good to hear.
A question, what do you want to see out of the scrimmage on Saturday?
Well, I'm just excited to see the execution part. I mean, these guys line up and just play fast. I mean, we know that the offense go throw some things up, but I want to actually see their cleats get in the ground and go play and show what type of brand we're going to put on the field on Saturdays that we can be proud of. But, I mean, just want to see them go out and strain and communicate and execute and just play at a high level what they're capable of playing at.
Coach, folks have seen perhaps on social media your address to the team talking about how you don't want to let that guy, you don't want to let that guy down. For you, you don't want to let your defensive coordinator, you don't want to let the head coach down. Just talk about that message to your team. Where does that come from for you?
Yeah, you know, that message to our players, I just wanted to show them that's how we are as a coaching staff and that's how a team should look, right? You know, I want to do my job not for my own self-benefit, but because I don't want to let my teammate down. And in turn, I will have some self-benefit. But if I'm only motivated by self-benefit, we're not going to go near as far as we could, possibly could. So I just wanted them to focus on if they can strain to not let their brother down. I think that's more motivating than my own self-benefit.
Talk about your depth at the linebacker spot. Do you like the depth that you have back there now?
I think I do right now. You know, we hadn't tackled a whole lot yet at practice. You know, that's a huge part of it. I got asked what I'm going to look for the most in the scrimmage on Saturday, and that'll definitely be it. You don't get a ton of opportunities to tackle, and obviously that's the most important thing you do at linebacker. And you know, I like it right now. You got a lot of guys in the pack, just kind of even right now. You know, you'd like to see some guys separate themselves on Saturday. Not too much because I'd like to see a lot of them play. But, you know, if we, you know, we're going to play the guys that we think are ready to play. If that's three guys, it's three. If it's five, it's five. If it's six, it's six. So, you know, I think at this point, I'm happy with the depth through this many practices.
Ideally, in a perfect world, what is the depth you would like to have? How many would you like to have in a rotation?
At a minimum five. You like to have five. You like to have two deep at each spot and have a swing guy that could play either spot. If you have six, that'd be the most I've ever had. But ideally, you'd like five.
Do you have a guy that can be that swing guy right now that can play both spots?
Yeah, we have several. Both those. They're all dual teaching. You know, Austin Keys can play either of those spots. Cam Riley can play either of those spots. Larry Nix can play those spots. Really almost all of them besides, I feel like Robert's more of a true Mike and Eugene's more of a true Will. But all the other ones in West, you know, I feel like all those guys could alternate and fill in whatever we needed.
Is there a benefit where there's a lot of new guys, including the coaching staff, in year one as opposed to if you're two or three years down the road and there's a lot of new guys into the system at that point?
Yes, I do. I do think it's good. I think the only difference is whereas used to you bring in freshmen and they don't know anything, right? So whatever you say is gold. When you take a transfer, that's no different than having a guy you inherited, right? Because he's learning a system. He learned a system at the school he was at. Now he's learning at school here. So it's a lot of same as. And then we didn't sign any high school linebackers in this class because we got hired so late. So I'm coaching nothing but older guys. You know, Robert Woodyard's our youngest guy. But I think they're doing a good job of translating what we want and getting a feel for it since the spring.
For those guys that are holdovers from the previous staff, just how much of an adjustment are you asking them to make with this new defense?
A big one. You know, it's fairly different, especially from an alignment standpoint. The responsibility of the linebackers is a lot bigger, just in terms of the checks, the communication. They have a big weight on their shoulders. I mean, they're the quarterback of the defense. It's a big adjustment for those guys in regards to how it was previously. But I think they're welcoming. I think they're kind of excited about it. You know, they want that responsibility. They want to be at the front. And so it took them a while to pick it up in the spring. But I think we're at a real much better spot from a communication standpoint.
And if you would just address what you want to see out of these guys Saturday in this first group.
I want to see his tackle. And I want to see us play with composure. You know, we run a tempo offense, and sometimes, you know, the reason they do that is to, you know, make the defense not play with composure and things like that. So I want to see us tackle well and communicate and play with composure.
How has it been for you just to get adjusted yourself to Auburn these first few months?
It's easy from one standpoint, is that I'm working for the head coach I was working for before. So I know what I'm getting from day to day. And then Auburn feels like home to me. Just I'm a Southern boy from Tennessee, so it feels – man, I loved Virginia too. We went around, but that felt like New York City. I'm talking to people that have the same accent as me and stuff like that. So I'm really enjoying it. My kids love it, and I'm pretty settled in.
How much had you been to Auburn before this?
Not a whole lot. I recruited the area some and things like that, but I'd known people who had worked on the staff at Auburn over the years, but never visited. But I've recruited South Georgia, and I used to live in Carrollton, Georgia. So I mean, I'm very familiar. So I've been through a lot.